I had no choice but to push on. I didn't understand everything, and I never would, but I understood enough.
Today we are going to talk about the importance of being above average in each category rather than chasing perfection. Sure, face is important, very important, but if you have above average stats in each category, that means height, background, neurotypicality, status, you will be successful even without a perfect face. Being a jack of all trades, all pillars, actually works better than trying to overcompensate for a glaring weakness. I feel like people really overanalyze every little detail, when simply being above average in each pillar is gonna work better. Overall package, being above average in each aspect is more important.
I hope you got a fan here.
I love Jimmy.
Oh my god, thank you. I loved all your movies. Oh, really? Do I look like a new girlfriend?
I thought about it.
The other day I was watching this Kurt Kaz video. It reminded me of this again. It reminded me of two things. One, status. And the other is the overall package, rather than perfection in only one area. Let me play some clips.
¿De dónde?
Adivina. ¿Dónde piensas? ¿Dónde crees?
No.
No, un país al menos, ¿no?
Alemania.
Correcto. Muy bien, muy bien.
Sí.
Estoy todo rojo por el sol. ¿Y ustedes qué van a hacer estos días?
Nada.
¿Nada? ¿No hacen nada mañana?
Trabajar.
Ah, te toca trabajar, ¿no?
Mañana hasta la 1 de la tarde.
¿Y cuándo tiene libre?
No, puede ser mañana.
Puede ser mañana en la tarde.
¿Cómo es posible? ¿Trabajan y libre también?
Mañana tenemos trabajo, pero más hasta la 1 de la tarde, no todo el día.
O si quieres,
hasta la 1.
Si algo no venimos.
I've hurt myself.
Notice how perceptive women are to him. That is what he does for a living, by the way. He just goes to ethnic countries as a JBW and just chats up with whatever cute ethnic girls he sees there. He's no Zizek. Like, he doesn't have to contemplate about 1 millimeter upper eyelid exposure, that, you know, minor, smallest details. Kurt doesn't have a perfect face. If he wasn't well-known, a famous figure, you know, the lookism community would have rated him a 5 or a 6. But in real life, it is as easy as this for him. Just goes up to women, strikes up a convo. It can be whatever, you know. Oh, don't dare, cast asociando aquí. Like, it doesn't even matter what he says. The only way he can mess up here would be by being neurodivergent and not being able to read the obvious IOIs, indication of interest. Like, women often won't chase you down the street, but their IOIs, indication of interest, AMS famously called it choosing signals. Whatever you want to call it, it will be there. Women won't call the approach men often, but they will do stuff like this. Notice how both of them were so ready to ditch the work. We can take the day off if you want. If you ask the shop manager, both of them are probably supposed to be working full day. If it was me asking that question to those girls, they would call MS-13 to execute me right there and then. It would be excuse after excuse. Oh, I have to work till 11 p.m. After that, I need to take care of my sick grandma. Guys, when women dig you, they will make time. Now, Kurt gets stuff like this all the time, so it doesn't even matter to him. He isn't interested because he knows he can get better. But if he wanted, he could have taken either of these girls. They were both DTF.
So schnell.
And sometimes a woman will do warm approach like this. Just an excuse to strike up a conversation. Oh, you could get robbed. Why do you even care? Cause he's an above average JBW. That is why. Just like how when you ask women stuff, they just give you some close-ended answers. In social situations like this, women will go up and talk to men they are attracted to. This is from Brazil, his most recent video. He attended the Rio Carnival He's living the life, man. You know, I can't even bring myself to hate on the guy. He doesn't know it, but he's using the BP to the fullest. His channel description: South African Bushman, doing what my DNA tells me to. And what his DNA telling him is to make a living by leveraging his JBW card in ethnic countries. Jokes aside, it plays a role, definitely. Like, when you watch his videos, the girls are so ready, so keen. And he's no Tantan Jija chat. Get real, but he's the perfect example of what I'm talking about in this video. Jack of all pillars. Having no glaring weakness is really more important than having only one aspect, excelling in only one aspect. He's just above average in each major category. And what are those? Above average face. You could say he's normal. I could rate him 6. But one thing is clear. He's not some Jija chat. And then he's tallish, looks tallish. He claims to be 6'1", but that means he's like 6 feet flat. Just barely above average. If he claims 6'1", you know what it means. And then he's white. You know, another aspect. South Africa. Of course, he lies and says Germany and Sweden to girls he meets in ethnic countries. When in reality, he's just South African. But again, doesn't matter. At the end of the day, he doesn't pay tax on his SMB. The power of being above average in every aspect, not perfect, but above average, is really underrated. You know the saying, your looks are only as good as your weakest point. That kind of applies here too. That specialty bonus you get when you are above average in all three, face, height, phenotype, is something else. Jack of all trades time. It gives you an additional plus.
I haven't had any breakfast. This is the first thing of the day.
Alemania! You see that reaction, guys? That is exactly why he's lying about his country. He keeps saying Germany and Sweden to girls, but he's South African. Born and raised there. His dad is German, I believe. Like, he's half German biologically, but he was born and raised in South Africa. He only lived in Germany, I believe, a couple years. But what does he say? Oh, I am from Germany. Oh, I am from Sweden. I don't even blame him, really. I get it. Because country halo is real. Especially when you are abroad in those third world countries. When you say a Western country, it is an instant halo. He knows Germany is just higher status.
Where you were born?
I was born and raised in South Africa, to a South African mom and to a German dad. And I lived a couple of years in Germany.
Where are you from?
Germany.
The fact is, the uncomfortable truth here is, just the word Africa in South Africa is gonna create some bad impression in some people's minds. Especially in that part of the world, where those pothead women probably don't even know what South Africa is. They wouldn't even know such country exists. They will think he means another sub-Saharan country in the southern part of Africa, you know. They are gonna think that he's from, you know, another sub-Saharan African country in just southern part of Africa. Again, I am not saying this is how it should be. I am just telling you, this is how it is gonna be. I am just informing you about the reality of ignorance of people. Status might be small stuff like this. It doesn't always have to mean money. When you are abroad, your country is a sign of status. It is gonna make a difference. I mean, I have known some guys trying to run the same tactic. I knew a Nigerian guy in college who would say he's from America to girls he meets at the clubs. And I know he is doing this. I have seen it with my own eyes. Like, he's telling girls there he's from America. Bro, come on. It is so obvious. I told him this too, like, to his face. Bro, people can tell you are not American. You have a very heavy Nigerian accent. But he wouldn't watch. He was like, oh yeah, just trust me. It is better to say American in the clubs. It gets me better results. I have tested it. Hey man, you know. So it is true, halo country is real. It is not exactly the same as phenotype, but the status of it is real. It is gonna make a difference, even for ethnic guys.
No one's stolen it yet, I'm fine.
But I'm watching you.
You're watching me.
Damn. Somebody's watching me.
How many girls you kissed here?
How many girls have you kissed here? She got jealous when she saw those two girls were flirting with Kurt. And people in the comments are gonna go, "Oh yeah, bro. It is the carnival, bro. Everybody gets attention like that. You're just being negative, bro. That is why it didn't happen to you, because you are being negative." Guys, I told you, attraction is not really supposed to be difficult. That is why the importance of having it right in all three pillars comes into play. I don't mean perfect when I say having it right, but just above average. And I'm going to include neurotypicality here as well, status here as well. I don't mean money and beta bucks by status, of course, but it gives you a boost. They all come together, all mesh together. Perfect is the enemy of good. A blonde, Polish, German, Dutch, or American dude who has an above average face, who's, you know, neurotypical, will do better. Much better than some coping dude trying to compensate by overthinking every little detail about his face. Kurt Cass, for example. Is he a Jujachat? No. He's above average facially. But if you were to go ask in those looks maxing forums, people would rate him a 5, a 6. Claims to be 6'1". He's likely even shorter than that. He's not a manlet, but, you know, he's not some 6'6". He's not Austin Wayne. When you look at every pillar of his looks, he has it right in each category. That gives him the overall package boost. Look at how perceptive women are to him. And this is not the only video where girls are clearly trying to make a move. But people are gonna cop. "Oh, bro, Riyab, that is cause he's holding a camera. People know that he's a YouTuber." No, bro. None of those people know that he's a YouTuber, well-known YouTuber. He's just another dude in the crowd holding a camera.
How many girls you kissed here?
I just arrived. I just got here. I don't know. I just got here. The VIP man doesn't kiss anything.
Guys, I don't want to hear about it. Don't even type it, bro. Don't even think about typing it. "Oh yeah, bro, it's because he's a YouTuber." No, dude, stop coping. None of those people knew who he was. He's just yet another dude in the crowd holding a camera. It is the famous Rio Carnival, bro. Everybody's holding a camera. And then I know another cop people are gonna say, "Oh yeah, those girls are probably professionals, bro. Prosies who just want money. They do it to everybody, bro." Cop after cop. I have seen too many cases like this, both in real life and online. In real life as well, guys. When I was traveling, I have seen tons of guys like Kurt, high-tier normie white dudes, getting attention from girls. You can cope however you want, bro.
"Oh man, I'm absolutely drenched with sweat and other people's...
Hi.
How are you?
I'm absolutely drenched. Hi.
How are you?
Fine, and you?
You're in a vlog.
Yeah, you're in a vlog now. You came into...
"Oh, yeah, bro. People recognized him, bro. Yeah, bro. It's because you're negative."
Oh, brother. You know, women are just scared of getting rejected. That is why they might seem like they are uninterested. She's just testing you. Guys, women are not scared of going up to men they like, they dig, and ask them out. They are not scared of you. They just don't want you. That is the reality of the situation. In 2025, women will pick you up.
Brazil, Brazil.
Huh? Brazil, Brazil.
Brazil,
Brazil.
How are you?
Dá um beijo na boca dela logo, então. Dá um beijo na boca dela. Dá um beijo na boca dela.
I don't understand, man.
Beijo.
What do you say? Beijo. I'm allergic. Allergic, allergic.
Say that. Huh? Can you kiss me?
No, no. VIP man only kisses 10, bro.
This is kind of brutal, guys. Her face went empty after that rejection. And people still say women are scared of rejection. I mean, obviously, nobody enjoys getting rejected, but women are not afraid of rejection. Not more than men. I am not saying they enjoy it, but a woman will pick you up. Because I know, again, people are gonna cop in the comments. "Oh, bro, Riyab, those girls are gonna ask for money. They are professionals. Bro, Riyab, bro. Women are afraid of rejection. That is why they act a bit reserved against you. They are scared of you rejecting them." Rejection will naturally hit us men harder than women. It is only natural because we don't have the rebounding options, recovery options women do after a miss. Guys, think of it like a basketball analogy.
Male experience is like being a mediocre bottom tier player, barely hanging on to his spot at the lineup, taking a shot. He's gonna double think, double guess every little decision he makes on the floor. Nervous as hell, knowing that each attempt could be his last. That is the male experience for you. I can't even think of a name right now since I don't even watch NBA anymore. But he's gonna overthink everything. That is male experience. He's gonna go and think about his own limits at the game that night, replaying the scenario over and over again in his head. He's gonna wonder if he's gonna get any minutes the next game. That is male experience for you. But female experience is like LeBron James. You don't care if you miss 50 shots in a row. You know you can just take another 50. You still know that even if you miss every single shot, there is an ocean of men celebrating you, wanting to be with you, paying money to be in your presence. Which one of those players is going to be more nervous, more scared of taking a shot? You know what I'm saying? Like, women are not scared of you, bro. Women, you don't pick up women in this day and age. They will pick you up. Men are naturally more scared of rejection than women. Because we have to think, man, she doesn't look, you know, geriatric. Will I get cancelled into the fifth dimension? Will they bury me under a prison? Maybe she will complain to the security and they are gonna ban me from the bar. Like, you'll have these questions in your mind. It is such a pitiful cop when people talk like, oh yeah bro, she was just scared of you rejecting her. Women are supposed to be timid. They are not timid, bro. They just don't want you. You are gonna be overthinking, double guessing every little possible interaction, possible minor indication of interest. If I played it this, if I did that, you know, he's still replaying something that happened 2 years ago in his mind. And he's asking me why? Because he doesn't have any options. I don't even need to ask him, how is your dating life, bro? I don't even need to ask. Just the fact that he's telling me something that happened 2 years ago. Dude, I am telling you, she didn't even think about it. But he's still thinking it. Oh, bro, yeah, we were in class. She turned to my direction in 17 degree. Bro, I don't even know what to say, man. But the point is this, bro. Women will just go on. They won't be scared because they have other options. You are going to be thinking about it for the next 20 years. When people tell me stuff like this, my answer is usually the same, bro. I wasn't there. I don't know if that was an indicator of interest. If she was giving you choosing signals. Then go talk to her. And then he was like, oh, bro, I can't. Why? That happened 2 years ago, bro. No way you are telling me something that happened 2 years ago, bro. No fucking way. But again, what are you gonna do when you don't have anything happened in the last 2 years? The only thing he can think and contemplate is that. That is the brutality of the situation here.
There have it.
Can you just tell me the story? Because you're beating around the fucking bush. What did she do to you, dog, to make you cuss her out?
No, I didn't cuss any woman out, but I'm just saying.
So then why are you even asking the question? Wait, stop. Why are you even asking the question then?
No, because my point is this. Like, even you could admit, you know, that goes on, that, you know, I mean, it's hard to deal with women, man.
Being neurotypical is important so that you don't spurge out when something like this happens. You need to be able to string two words together and talk. But this is basic. Like, I'm not talking about game, by the way. Not game. This is something that you are supposed to be born with. This is a default feature in humans. But sadly, there are men missing this too. I have witnessed the other aspect as well. Some guys overthink every little thing, trying to interpret that as some sort of choosing signal. And then you have the other end of the spectrum. The guys who cannot read even the most obvious indication of interest. I have seen both. But to conclude this video, guys, I feel like if you really have to try hard just to have some basic attraction with someone, that means there's a bigger, more fundamental problem there.
Oh, bro, yeah, bro, should I brush my hair to the left or to the right, bro? 5 degrees or 10 degrees, bro?
Sorry, brother. Sorry. The only thing I have to say is, don't be afraid until life.